Oh, yeah. Billionaire Weekend continues. Hour two of the Lori and Julia show. We might not be back next week because we might be splitting $1.4 billion three ways.
We promised us to show up on Monday.
And I have contracts.
We do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so we'll be back for sure.
Yeah,
I might not. I don't have a contract.
Right, exactly.
If I'm a billionaire by, you know,
Monday, we might not
Sunday
see you.
Morning, yeah, mm-hmm. You might not see me.
Okay.
But let's have some fun on our last day of being non-billionaires.
Yeah, of course. Let's do it.
Let's party with the people.
That's right. Julia will do the math and then tell you how long you can live on it.
In case you're just joining us, the two lotteries this weekend add up to like $1.4 billion. So.
We're taking it home.
Yeah. It's like all basically right. What Mackenzie Phillips got in her divorce from Bezos. And she's given away so much money.
No
and just like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That would be the thing.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I would just love that. I was starting to tell you my plan about the musicians and the actors and the restaurants and the community that we want to just give all
right,
the money to.
Right. Okay.
Give it to them.
So this is kind of a cool story. This was on GMA this morning, and I thought about, should we talk about the Armie Hammer? I thought, no, there's going to be more stuff breaking later today. It'll be old news by this afternoon.
Yeah.
And sure enough, some things have happened.
Because they did cover it. I was shocked that they covered Armie Hammer, cannibalism, and sex, BDSM sex, at 7:40 this morning.
Yeah, I think it's because of the LA Times. There's been some other verified reporting, and also he has given several interviews in the past. He famously gave a Playboy interview about how he's into kinky bondage and that, and then he backtracked on it. So anyway, but I just thought by this afternoon there will be more stories. And there have been more stories, so I just thought we'll keep it fresh. But this is kind of a cool story. So if you're thinking, how they are vaccinating people, like if you're in rural areas or you're in a metro area like us, what's happening? Well, what about Alaska?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've seen this in like, I feel like Charles Kuralt did reports on this. And we've seen stories like this in the Star Tribune or Pioneer Press about the Northwest angle where you've got people that live in these kind of, they're so remote. How does
well,
everything happen?
They're social distance
them?
By nature.
By nature. So here are some healthcare heroes. Okay. That's a story.
Across the state of Alaska, healthcare workers are battling sub-zero temperatures with just a few hours of daylight each day. They venture into rugged territory, even doing home visits necessary to vaccinate village elders. They are true healthcare heroes, practitioners across Alaska flying to remote villages to vaccinate elders against COVID-19 and braving deadly conditions to do it. Based in Kotzebue, Alaska, 33 miles north of the Arctic Circle, this all-female team, a doctor, two nurses, and a pharmacist, board a bush plane. They're flying with the vaccine in hand to small villages of just 200 people, largely cut off from the rest of the world. If the teams didn't make these trips, some of the people would have no way to get the vaccine. Once they land, villagers drive out to them on snowmobiles. The women load up in a sled and are pulled the rest of the way into the village. In one day, this team traveled hundreds of miles, vaccinating 65 people. In the past month, various teams have made about 30 of these trips, all part of the commitment these healthcare professionals make to service rural villagers who will not be forgotten.
Now, these women are part of a healthcare team dedicated to servicing 11 villages in northern Alaska. They do so year-round with a smile on their face. And you guys, I've thought that maybe I've had a challenging day at work. I'm going to go ahead and walk that back after talking to these women.
And in the video, you see them, they get off these tiny little planes,
and
then and there's the snowmobilers, and then they get into like a sled that probably is, you know, used for mushing or something at another time. And then off they go. It made me think of Northern Exposure,
mm-hmm.
because basically everybody had snowmobiles and walked and then pickup trucks out to there. Remember that show?
Yes,
that was a good show.
That was a good show.
Anyway, so that's just kind of a good story today. And then this was, I know Holly had told us yesterday about Post Malone donating his Croc footwear that he did in partnership with and that sold out immediately.
He's done two of them.
Yeah.
Collabs with Crocs.
So his Crocs, the 10,000 that he donated, So they were being held for like some, like they were going to be in gift bags at the Grammys.
Okay.
And they were, and Post Malone was like, hell no. I want to do something else. Like when he found, you know, found out about right, what they right. were going to be for. And so he was the one, he was like, I, they're so comfortable. Why aren't we giving them to people who are on their feet?
Right.
So that's where they came up with it. They were going to be like in the Grammy gift bags. Oh, I didn't know bags.
That was what they were holding bad. These people
and maybe other, yeah. maybe it was for a couple other sure. award shows, you know, because that's just exactly the kind of, you know, thing that they do when they're dividing up their numbers of inventory. Yeah. Do you have somewhere that you need to be right now?
No. Why?
Because you're very busy over there, but busy not engaging with Petit Moi.
No, I was just trying.
Julia, confess, everybody's listening. We need to know. You sounded distracted. Rocco, there's nothing more terrible when your little partner in crime, who's right across the way from you, I can't look at the man wall. I need to look at you.
What is it going to be like for you when you can only look at me and no man wall?
It's going to be jarring.
Well, all I've been able to do is look at you and three pictures for 20 years, it feels like. You at least get to see a window in Rocco.
No, I'm going to miss
all of it.
All the bare chests. I'm going to miss the faint outline of Paul Newman's manliness. I'm going to miss... Denzel Washington peering so pensively at me. Taylor Kitsch giving me sexy.
You know what happened 5 years
bedroom
ago?
Bedroom eyes. What?
Celine Dion's Renee that passed away. And so she had a sweet tribute to him that we always know you're watching over us.
I can't believe it's been five years already.
I know it.
She's probably, we're never going to hear her about dating anybody.
No.
At all.
No.
She's got those boys. She's going to be
with him since she was like 13, even though that wasn't, he was her manager till she was 15.
Sounds creepy when you say
it
that way.
It is creepy. Yeah. I mean, because they met when they were really, really, really young. But
she was really, really
young. She was really young. And so she just says it's the death of his fifth anniversary. There's not one day
it's the death of his fifth anniversary.
God,
you're so.
Julie, you need to focus.
Where are you today? I need to know right now where you are. Have you left the building? You're here in body.
I am.
Is there anything you want to share with the group?
No, okay. I have nothing to share.
Well, then collect yourself because you've got random
focusing
thoughts.
Focusing is really hard right now. Wow.
Yeah, your eyes are rolling back in your head, and I can attest to that. The focusing is difficult, people, right now. We'll be back. She's going to bring it together for random thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now... Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right, people. Here we are. Happy Hat Day.
Happy Hat Day?
You're wondering what to celebrate. Okay. That's today. Hey, there's a new article in the Star Tribune about air travel with some of the new COVID restrictions that I just want to give people a heads up on. And it's a new rule that's going to be in effect January 26th. And what it is if you are in traveling internationally before you can come back into the United States, even if you're a U.S. citizen, from most international destination, you will need to have a COVID test. So if you are going somewhere, if you're going to Mexico for a week, 72 hours before you come back, you need to take a COVID test, and then you're going to need to check in Mexico at the airport there with your COVID results. Kind of like what you're experiencing, Lori, because you're going to Hawaii.
Right.
That you have to take a test and present it at the Seattle airport 72 hours before you get to Hawaii.
Right.
This is going to be something the airlines are working with the popular hotels and the destinations to figure out how to do it. Sun Country is. I know Delta is. They know it's the right thing to do, but they're working on the protocol. So it's just a heads up that it's something to think about and ask your travel agent so that you're prepared. And they'll be able to help you. So that's in the Star Tribune today.
I would just be worried about being in Mexico trying to get my COVID test.
They're working with the hotels, and they're working with the airlines is trying to get everything in place.
Yeah.
You know, they're working behind the scenes to make sure. Okay. But it's the right thing to do, they say, too, you know. Okay, here's a mouthful, okay? A spotted animal can have a striped tail, but a striped animal can never have a spotted tail. That's going to be a big one.
So a zebra can have a spotted tail, but a leopard can't have a striped tail.
Exactly.
Are there any other striped or spotted animals
we're forgetting?
That's
about the only ones I was thinking of. Okay. And that was very, very good. That was good of you to,
thank you.
To be able to figure
I'm paying
that
attention.
Out. Thank you.
I glazed.
I'm engaged.
Okay,
I'm
thank engaged. You. Because Lori yells at me when I'm not engaged. I knew you glossed over. You're putting hand lotion on. You're bored.
Julia.
Guess what's 20 today?
A stripe and a that's pockmark or whatever you talked about. I don't know.
It's a tongue twister.
It's just random. That's all it is.
I know. He's got cheeky implants. Okay, so guess what's 20 years old today?
All the songs that came out in 2001.
Wikipedia.
Oh.
It was founded on the Web 1.0 era in the early aughts when incumbents like Yahoo were still working out how to best achieve the internet's endless information. Google was still an obscure startup at the time. The site that would become Wikipedia was called Bomis, and it decided to try to tackle the puzzle of allowing users to contribute wikis. So, and now Wikipedia is a major hub on the internet ecosystem. It's the 13th most popular website ahead of Netflix and Reddit. And its articles are viewed more than 20 billion times per month. Wikipedia's reputation is much shinier than those of other internet platforms because it doesn't take ad revenue.
Right.
Facebook and Google gave
Wikipedia money this year.
So have I.
In 2020, I did.
Because they asked for it.
Yeah, they asked for it, and there are no ads and stuff, and I just said, give them $50.
CEO Jimmy Wales credits Wikipedia's nonprofit structure for preventing a descent into viral misinformation. Mm-hmm. Originally, you could go and change the information really quickly.
Yeah, I remember that.
But they stopped that. And they said Wikipedia's revenue comes from grants and user donations, mm-hmm. not advertising and investors expecting explosive growth.
Right.
So it is. So
and we all rely on Wikipedia.
Totally. And it's 20 day. And I've had also Caliandro, the comedian.
Yeah.
I looked at his Wikipedia.
Frank Caliendo.
Frank Caliendo.
But that was so long ago. That was early days.
But I'm saying early days of Wikipedia, it was misinformation.
Julia, you went so deep. You're not supposed to go into page 3 and then bring up something obscure to some comedian about something he supposedly did. Who can remember last week?
Well, he couldn't, and he called
me out
on it.
So what was the fact that you called
him? Oh, even knows? It was so bad. He told me you are the most awkward meaning of something that meets something, of blonde meets stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, basically,
we have a button somewhere.
There is a button somewhere in there. Okay. You are the most awkward combination of bad information and
you
being
went
blonde.
Deep.
Yeah, but that is like super accurate. You should have applauded him for that.
Well, right. Now I think it
is. Right. No, I thought we just burst out laughing.
We did burst out laughing, Lori, but he was in studio.
Yes, he was.
He was in studio.
He is a good impression, good impressions of people.
Hysterical, but I had some horrible information on him and he just called me out
on it.
That
was way down.
Like
you, I know, but I remember you were like, Lori, I've done a deep dive. I've got all this research.
Oh my gosh.
I wish I could remember.
No, I know.
Maybe he'll find the Frank Caliendo button.
You could find that, Rocco.
I will look for that. Yeah,
all
good
right.
call.
It's under there. So Disneyland is ending its annual passholder program.
Because nobody's buying it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's like a great
idea.
And
now they decided to refund customers.
Yeah.
Okay, that's happening.
Nobody's getting that's like, you know, you're like a ski pass. Like that would be a bummer for a lot of people buying a ski pass.
I know a lot of people who have bought a ski pass even because
if you can go during the week or something.
No,
too.
If you buy the Epic one, which includes Afton Alps, but Vail in that, I mean it's like $200 to ski at Vail a day. So if you're going for 4 days, it pays for your ski pass kinda.
Yeah, I know. I just don't know anyone going to skiing.
Conor McGregor, the UFC fighter, he bought a $2 million watch. That has a little door. This would be something to Google. We can't put it on our website or anything today, but I did look it up. Mm-hmm. It's like a Rolex with diamonds, but it has a little door that opens up to reveal a robotic guy having sex with a woman. It's just nasty, dirty, but it's out there. If you want to see something wrong and nasty, dirty today, that's Conor McGregor. $2 million for a watch that has a peephole.
What? Okay, so I was looking for Frank Caliendo.
Did you
what?
Find that?
No. What? Okay, so I missed that people aren't going skiing and then there's a dirty,
no,
nasty
Conor McGregor,
peephole?
Just Google his $2 million watch that he bought.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. Good news. Good news. Willie Nelson got his COVID.
Oh, shot. Good. That is
yes,
good
and
news.
He wants everyone to know he didn't go to the front of the line. He didn't cut anybody off. He's 87 years old. He has a lung condition called COPD, meaning he can't breathe very well. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt he's at high risk. But his wife, Annie, they made it clear to Rolling Stone that we didn't cut off anybody. Yeah. We waited our turn in line. In fact, the health care workers were so angry we waited so long.
Oh,
isn't that kind
of
sweet?
Yeah, I know it. I mean, he's a damn national treasure.
I know he is. I know.
I wouldn't even have minded if he jumped the line, but he would never do that.
He would never do that at all. Other things that are happening, Laureen, the last word in the Oxford English Dictionary is zyzzyva.
Spell it.
Z-Y-Z-Z-Y-V-A, but it has the phonetical spelling.
What does it mean?
It's a type of tropical weevil in South America. And what is a weevil?
I don't know.
It's a beetle.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
and there's a Elvis song. You mean and you like a little old bo weevil?
Yeah, that's right.
Little sister. No, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
is all, that?
That's why I know
a weevil.
Weevil
is a long snouted.
No, a weevil is like
a
little bug.
It's a beetle known for their elongated snouts.
Which you need a microscope or one of those magnifying glasses to see, I think.
You absolutely do. Did you find what you were looking for, Rocco?
I never did. I looked up Frank. I looked up Caliendo. I'll have to call Donna or something.
Okay, so when you hear a new delivery truck in your area, it's not the ice cream truck. It's going to be the Amazon delivery vans are going to make alien-style sounds because they're electric. Next year when they roll through your neighborhood, very weird to drop off your packages, but they want people to know that they're coming. Because you know you can't hear electric cars.
Yeah.
Like a Prius. This is going to be their, they're going to have a sound.
That used to be your problem. Remember you drive through the My Talk parking lot and scare Dave Dahl and stuff like that.
Everybody, because you couldn't hear
me. Here comes the
Roomba. But that makes more noise than my Prius. All right, what do we got, Ollie?
Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. It has been a wild week. We were all off every day, at least one day, what day it was.
Not today.
We knew today.
It's kind of funny that everyone knows when it's Friday.
Yeah, I know it. Okay, so just a little update on Wild Styles.
Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde?
Yeah.
Okay, so, what do we know? Where have they been holding hands and wearing each other's jewelry?
Well, you know, I just... the whole, you know, hoo-ha over basically that, you know, there was a timeline issue between Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde as to when they were broken up. And she apparently, in her mind, broke up with him in July, but didn't really break up with him until she'd already fallen into the arms of Harry Styles. So, anyway, maybe one of Harry's friends, maybe it was something, but someone has gone to the Daily Mail and said this about Harry Styles, that it's being perceived as a bit of a mess among the inner circle of Harry Styles, with someone saying Harry probably wasn't aware that they broke up in November 2020, because she probably told him, we've been broken up since July.
Okay.
When they started filming Don't Worry, Darling in September.
And she's his director.
She's his director. The movie is done, but it was
Blurry lines everywhere, though.
Blurry lines everywhere. Mm-hmm. Very, very messy. Yep. And another source had told The Sun, this was reported yesterday, that this seemed like it was very Hollywood at first, but it's a bit of a mess. And what actually went on looks very different depending on who you ask. It is understood that Olivia told Harry she was already single when they met, which, of course, we know. Mm-hmm. And those close to the situation say Harry is blameless and really wishes his name wasn't being...
Dragged through the mud. I'd be bummed.
I don't think through the mud. But, you know, like Harry Styles, watching him, I mean, he's been famous since he was 19. He's 26. He's given enough interviews. I mean, the Vogue interview where, you know, the interview itself was I felt like I got to know him after I read that Vogue interview. And he's a very kind and sweet guy. And he's not in the drama.
No.
He just, because he knows his fan base is mostly young girls.
Like us.
Yeah, like us, Julia. And anyway, so it's just not really, it's just messy as hell, this whole
breakup. You know what sucks for me? I don't really care that much usually about celebrity, but I like both Jason Sudeikis and Harry Styles. And it's like, oh, I feel bad because they're both likable guys.
Well, you're right about that.
Here's the thing.
But people
have to lie about when you broke up with somebody. Like, in your mind, in your heart, you know when the breakup is, but sometimes the it's not delivered to the other person in the relationship.
In a timely manner. Because you're chicken.
Or whatever. You're hoping you're not going to have to deal with this, right. Or you think it's just going to be this fling and it's not going to matter. So people lie to themselves all the time. Olivia Wilde is the one who is really... She did this with her first husband. She's the one, she's a little bit messy, and she just, maybe her publicist is saying, you got to have this be blurry. People don't want to be honest about the breakup.
Especially when she's hurting someone.
But more, she's worried about herself looking like the bad guy. Okay. Nobody ever wants to be the bad guy. Sometimes you just got to own up being to the bad guy, the bad gal, whatever. You know, I love it always that Angelina never apologized for her stupid part in the Brad and Jennifer Aniston breakup, because obviously something was up with those two. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because their other marriages survive white hot heat of a brief romance.
And we will give you Dominic West.
I'm just saying,
this,
you know,
summer's example.
Regular people though will have that, where somebody just goes crazy for
someone briefly and then they go back. I know quite a few couples actually that's happened to, and they find their way back to each other.
And you know, so I just think that Olivia and her mind, we always knew. So anyway, he is blameless in the triangle, and I do think this will probably be done though. Maybe by March. Maybe it'll be a slow drag out because of the pandemic.
Maybe when they get their vaccines.
Yeah, whatever.
They can hang out with other people. Right. Then. They can broaden their circle. Maybe people are just hanging out because they don't want to get COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
They're in this circle.
Yeah. So anyway, and they were safe on the movie set because they're having amazing chemistry and they were getting COVID tested all the time. So who better to date than somebody that's on your damn set?
Right.
Okay. All right. So...
it is so funny how we can work this into being okay. Well, who better to date while you're dating and living with someone else than someone on your set?
That's just
because you're getting COVID tests all the time. Why not?
Well,
what a perfect escape and getaway for 2020. We are not validating
Listen, people are going to cheat and lie and all of that kind of stuff in relationships. We can't save the world, Jules. All we can do is just Hollywood speak for people. And we knew when Olivia Wilde said that when they broke up in November and said they'd broken up in January, no one believed that for a second, because
there were pictures that showed them together as late as June.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So do you know the director David O. Russell?
Yes. He did 12 Years a Slave, didn't he?
No, you're thinking of
David O'Willio.
No, I think, he's the actor. You're thinking of Steve McQueen, the director, David O. Russell, director.
What did he do?
Jennifer Lawrence did a lot of movies.
Silver Linings Playbook and Joy and those. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So he has a new movie. This is being reported by Deadline.
Okay.
We don't know what the movie is called or really what it's about, but. Listen to who's in it.
Okay,
Rocco, I want you to listen to who's in it too. Robert De Niro, Timothy Oliphant,
our boyfriend,
Michael Shannon, Boardwalk Empire, Chris Rock, Anya Taylor-Joy, Queen's Gambit, Andrea Riseborough.
I don't know her.
You would if you saw her. Matthias Schoenaerts. We've looked him up before. Yeah. He's hotter than hot. Christian Bale, ooh, Margot Robbie, oh, John David Washington, oh, Rami Malek, and Zoe Saldana.
What is the movie?
We don't know what the movie is, but David O. Russell's been nominated for Oscar 5 times, but I don't know that I've ever seen that many names
together,
you know, and no one really knows anything, you know, like what it's going to be about. They've started shooting, blah, blah, blah. But
well, that's
an interesting lineup of people.
Yeah.
You know what? Whenever I think of his name, I think about him. He did I Heart Huckabees, and he got in that fight with Lily Tomlin that went viral. Do you remember that?
Yes. He apparently is, you know, a very, I don't know, prickly person.
Ooh.
Prickly person, and Jennifer Lawrence was his muse. They were like in 3 movies together.
Was she the one that she went out with him? Is he the older dude that?
Yes.
Oh, icky. I don't like this guy.
Anyway, like so many people are in this movie. Okay. And then did you ever remember seeing that movie, Matilda?
I loved it.
Matilda?
Yes.
And it's a stage production. I feel like children's theater.
Yes.
Emma Thompson has
been
cast as evil Mrs. Trunchbull, even though that is always, at least on stage, that have been played by men.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so she's going to play the...
Well, she was in that funny one with the lady with the wart on her nose.
Nanny
McPhee.
Mm-hmm.
I love Emma Thompson. She brings joy.
Yes.
Remember the sweet, when she played PJ, the Mary Poppins writer... in the movie, sweet movie with Tom Hanks.
Oh, Saving Mr. Banks.
Such a
good movie.
She is a delightful woman. Remember when we met her and she had on her tennis shoes and someone told her, our friend Ryan told her to come down and say hi to us at the end of the red carpet. She's a neat lady.
Yes, she is.
She's true.
Yeah.
And she's funny and doesn't take herself too seriously.
And you know, she wore a fat suit in Love Actually.
Oh, she was so good.
But remember she had kind of a, you know. Fuller figure.
Yeah, she's a delightful woman.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, people are like kind of excited about this. So they're making that movie. I want to know if you think Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas, if they're on the rocks.
Well, we haven't seen them in photos for a while, but I'm going to say no.
Well, the honeymoon phase is over because they've been dating a year and a half.
Okay.
Just saying, you know.
Well, and I think COVID's honeymoon phase sped up everything because you're with each other 24/7 because there's nothing else to do. So for anyone who met during COVID, I feel like the honeymoon stage even was shorter.
Well, then and then people were pandemic dating.
Mm-hmm.
End of times kind of thing.
It's the end of the times as we know it.
Okay.
And that meant you just globbed on and hung on. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Johnny Depp is apparently begging Tim Burton to cast him to play Gomez in the Addams Family movie.
Oh, he'd be very good at that.
He'd be very good at that.
But I wish Tim Burton would say, if you drop your case, you're in.
Yeah, well, apparently he is, I would say, Johnny Depp's, like, muse director.
Totally, but I'm sorry. Probably the studio won't get behind it unless they can. He's got to stop what he's doing.
Yeah, he would be a good Gomez. Gotta me. I just thought that was like so. Like I just couldn't believe that people did that. Like I always like thought that would be the height of a grown up. I wanted somebody to
kiss
my arm and call me gotta me. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you're little, you don't know what's going on.
I just remember Mr. It and the Thing and da 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 da. That was a time to learn how to snap.
It really was.
Cousin It.
Mm-hmm. Cousin It. What'd I call him?
Mr. It.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Who cares?
I know. I just.
I'm 6'1".
Every time I see one, you know, I try to find my inner Donnie. And every time I hear one that I know.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I'll just
pipe up.
In.
Yeah, you got it. You got it, Rocco.
I'm glad. Rocco, you were probably too young when that series was on.
The Addams Family, in real time, yeah.
Yeah.
But the reruns.
Yeah. And the pinball machine from the 90s is one of the best.
Yes, Rocco, yes. All right, listen, we come back. We're going to Hollywood speak. We're going to Hollywood speak, beauty standards, then a let me out of jail plea.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
All right, let's Hollywood speak. Let's start with Kelly Clarkson, okay?
Please.
So she, Jennifer Love Hewitt was on her show yesterday.
Bodies of Wonderland.
And you know who else was on? Was Rex Chapman, who's a very fun, funny follow on Twitter. She had him on for his story. But one of the things she said to Jennifer Love Hewitt was basically, I'm paraphrasing, but she basically said to her, you know, you probably don't remember this, but it was like we were at some kind of an award show, and she said, and you ran up to me, and I think it was when we were down to the final three of American Idol, and she said, and people were just like, people were so mean to us on the red carpet, yeah. And everyone, they didn't want to talk to us, or they were very dismissive, because remember, first year of a talent show, and she said, and so that celebrities were really mean, she said, and you came up to me and you said, I'm really rooting for you. And and she told her, you know, keep all the people you love close to you, because that's what it's going to end up being about, because this is going to be intense for you. And she said, you were just nice in a sea of mean.
Isn't that nice? Because it really, when you think about it, when she made that awful movie with that other guy.
Preston.
Yeah.
Greene.
I think that's lovely. I think I got to be honest. You remember good stuff that people tell you more. You want to remember it more than negative. Because I remember when we first started our show, we had someone who doesn't work here anymore who said a heinous thing to us. You know,
right.
And
right.
had people who were just our champions who, I mean, we had no experience. There were so many other people that were more qualified for our job.
Right,
still are today. But you know,
Julia, did those people make the whole world talk about nipples? No, they did not.
No, but it was amazing because we really had kind people, and kindness does win out. And I believe that because she was just a talent show winner.
Yeah,
she didn't come up as a struggling musician.
Here's the quote. She said, yeah, she said, people were just like really mean to us because we're from a talent show and it was the first season. Like everyone was so rude to us on the carpet at the show. It was just a horrible experience.
And they probably had to perform or give out an award, and knowing that everyone thinks they're just these, it was kind of the beginning of reality TV. And it was a new way.
Season, yeah.
It was a new way to get exposure, even though Star Search with Ed McMahon had been around forever.
Here's what I take it to mean. Hollywood, really, when they say it's like high school.
Yeah.
It is like high school. There's like a whole pecking order.
I feel like Jennifer Love Hewitt would be a kind person.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay. I do. Julia, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Brie Larson, this is an interview from W Magazine. It's just a flat out spawn con for her new beauty contract with this Japanese beauty brand.
Okay. And she was in Room, right? Wasn't that her?
Room and Captain. She's she's Marvel, you know.
She's one of those. Okay.
She's, what is her? She
I don't watch
one.
Those. I don't know.
Oh, she was really good in it. Right. You know, she's a superhero, whichever one I can't think of.
Universe.
Right now.
Captain Universe.
No, we're getting it all mixed up. Brie Larson was...
Okay, I'm back. Who are you talking about?
Who's Brie Larson? What was her character? Was she not Captain America? Because that's the other guy, Chris Evans.
Oh, yeah, it was...
can't remember, but I saw the movie and I liked it.
Captain Marvel.
Is that her name in the...
I think so. I don't watch any of that stuff, but I think I am going to watch that one that they're talking about now on the Disney Plus.
Wanderlust?
No, the one about... God, we're terrible right now.
Yeah.
It's a new show.
I know.
It's the Marvel...
yeah. It's like Wonder something.
Okay, can we get back to Hollywood speak and just...
WandaVision. WandaVision. I'm going to give that one a shot
terrible.
For you guys.
All right,
tell
us how
that is. So we don't have to.
It looks terrible.
Well, you're the only one with Disney. We don't care about those shows.
Okay. Okay, so she's doing a spawn con. She's the face of a Japanese brand in W Magazine. Because I always think of Brie Larson. I've heard her speak about, you know, pay equity. Yes. I always think of her as being like, you know, a person. We've seen her come back
she's
in
lovely.
The SAG Award room. Yeah. But anyway, so this interview, and maybe because it's like a spawn con interview, she was like asleep at the wheel.
Sure.
But W Magazine asked her what she would say to young women having a hard time trying to keep up with standards of beauty. And she says, I don't believe that there is a beauty standard.
Well, okay. Well, you know, well, maybe she's saying beauty looks different to everybody and don't.
But then why don't you say that?
Well, because she was lazy.
Yeah, she
was
really
sleeping
was.
And she was interviewed from across the world.
That's about as tone deaf as they come.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't interviewed across the world. This is W Magazine.
Well, maybe she was in Japan doing her new skincare line for this company at the time. No.
That's a tone deaf stand. That's a tone deaf thing to say. Totally.
All right.
Just because we know that we have, you know, black and brown women across the board saying, hey, I feel marginalized that there's just this one Western beauty standard. And here she is, you know, this
doing
blonde
an Asian line.
Woman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, just, okay, Brie, do better next time.
All right. I'm giving you a break, though, Brie.
Okay, Liam Neeson, this is what he has to say, because people love seeing him out there kicking some trust sex trafficker's ass and acting all manly and gruff.
I love him. He's
in
great.
His movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been a strange father killing people to save his kidnapped daughter. Mm-hmm. What movie? Taken.
Taken.
He's been an alcoholic kicking ass on a plane. He's been framed to hijack nonstop. He's been a suicidal divorcee whose lone mission is to kill the cartel who murdered his son via an overdose. Cold Pursuit. Mm-hmm. On and on. So he's got another one out called The Range. No, it's called The Marksman.
Okay.
I'm talking about his range. And anyway, he told Entertainment Tonight, I'm 68 and a half, 69 this year. There's a couple more I'm going to do this year, and then that's probably going to be it. Is he saying?
Don't give up.
Yeah, don't.
He's saying he's going to romantic comedies after this. He's not giving up. He's just saying maybe that it takes a physical toll and it might not be as believable. So there's a different genre. I'm going to get into a little bit more character acting. Mm. He's a great actor.
I guess he's thinking, he told E.T. also when I watched this interview, he's thinking about reprising his role as Zeus from Clash of the Titans, which I flipping love that movie. You know, Harry Hamlin.
I didn't know Liam Neeson was in that.
He played Zeus.
Okay.
He did?
No. I've never seen that.
In the 1981?
Not that maybe the 1981, or maybe it was the redo that they did, which I didn't see because I was so
okay, so you've
beholden.
Never seen him as Zeus.
Yeah.
You're just pretending you know him as Zeus right
now. Well, he would be a good Zeus.
Okay,
I can see him in
totally
his sandals. Well, he could theoretically have been in the 1980 version.
I don't think so. I think in 1980, Zeus was like Laurence Olivier.
Oh, okay, is that fine, who it was? Thank you, Rocco. Because I could see him in sandals, so of course he could play Zeus. I mean, that is excellent casting right here. Why don't you send that out
Hollywood
in a tweet,
speak that.
Laurie?
You want to see him in like a robe that might accidentally
sandal. I'm ready for Liam Neeson to get in the sword and sandal.
I double dare you to send that out to a casting director. Julia,
Zeus is always old, though. It's always played by an older guy.
You're right. The 2010 Clash of the Titans, he was Zeus.
Which was not even a good movie.
But that 1981 one, I liked that one.
Did you like that one?
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, you know, I was like,
the original?
Clash of the Titans. Yeah.
Medusa, so good.
Medusa and the Kraken.
Harry Hamlin, Unleash the Kraken, classic sword and sandal.
Ursula
saga.
Andress, Burgess Meredith.
They had a baby together. They had a relationship, Harry Hamlin and Ursula.
How can you blame them?
Yeah, I know, and I can't. All right, listen, we'll be back.